One of the things that's coming up in 3 weeks is the Masters.
You're kidding.
And it is the greatest weekend in golf. And the nice thing is the NCAAs will be over the weekend before, so no interference with that. But anyway, I decided to start having some Masters memories.
Well, let's go back, guys. 4 years ago, we had the COVID, and we had no live golf to talk about. So God bless our host, Greg Ellis, who said, let's start doing Masters rewinds. And he helped us fill the show with great quality, fun content.
I watched every Masters. You can see them all on YouTube. Every Masters from 1938 all the way forward.
It was awesome.
One of the biggest impacts on me falling in love with this game was in the 70s when Nicklaus was making his runs.
Right.
Sure. And was it, what, 71 when he made the putt on 16 and ran across? And then 76. So we got tickets in 05.
Wow.
The year Tiger won. Right. Now it was Wednesday. It was a par three tournament. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we fly from Phoenix. We get into Atlanta. Drive clear across the state.
Right.
Get there. I am jacked.
Right.
I mean, we go to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Four o'clock in the morning. We are at the gates. Boom. They open, and my neighbor who went with me, I start charging because I wanted to see 16.
Right.
I'm like, let's go to 16. He goes, hang on. Let's just slow down, take it in. Layman was playing a practice round coming down one there, so we watched him. Then we get over to 10T. The sun's coming up through the pines.
Oof.
There's Tiger, Mark O'Meara, the British amateur champion, and Charlie the Third, who grew up in Augusta.
Charles Thurston Howell the Third.
That's it.
Yeah
right. But the sun's coming up. There was two other guys, me and my neighbor, and we're 5 feet from Tiger, Mark O'Meara.
Nice. Yeah.
And then, of course, I had to go, you know, sit and watch, you know, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's 13, a forever memory
for
you.
And I'll never forget it. I used to take the entire week off to the Masters.
You know? It's really hard to go to another golf tournament venue after going and seeing how pristine Augusta National is.
The pimento sandwich wrappers.
Yeah.
They have kids in the caddy uniforms going around picking up the pimento.
If anybody would happen to litter, yes. So John Rahm is your defending champion. Even though he's a defector, he's still a defending champion at the Masters, and the Masters is doing it right. If you're qualified, as well as all the majors, if you're qualified to play in the major, then you should be able to play in the majors.
Yep,
I have no problem with that whatsoever. It's no different than somebody that's on the DP World Tour or the Asian Tour or the Latin America Tour. Any of those tours, if you're qualified, you should get to play.
If you want a major.
So absolutely. I have no problem with it. So John Rahm was asked. They did the media day this last week and was asked on the Golf Channel about the PGA Tour and if he misses it. Here's what he had to say.
Well, this is via the Golf Channel. George Savarikas reading his statement because we couldn't find the audio from John.
All right.
You'll get the gist.
Right.
In his statement, he said, I'm not going to lie for everybody who said this would be easy. Some things have been, but not being able to defend some titles that mean a lot to me hasn't. I love Palm Springs, for example. I've been able to win there twice. The Riviera is about as charismatic a golf course as we have. It's definitely a week that's fantastic for a lot of us, and it's a fan and player favorite. Not being there was difficult. I still watch the broadcast. I still watch golf because I love watching it, but it's hard. It was hard not to be at the Phoenix Open at the end of February. It was hard not to be in Hawaii because it's another tournament that my family enjoys and I've done fantastic on.
So, interestingly enough, he watches golf, and he's got a lot more time on his hands to be able to watch golf.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about, making the mortgage payment.
That's exactly right. He can buy a house in the Bahamas next door to Tiger if he wants. So, anyway, as is a tradition, they always ask, okay, John, what's on the menu for your Masters Champions dinner? And this is what he had to say.
You're supposed to share with 2, 3, 4 other people, and I don't know if you're going to be able to do the sitting arrangement for it. So there'll be some kind of meat and fish as well, because the best country is also known for fish. So most likely it would be sea bass and then meat. We'll see. If we can do that, I think I should do it. I don't know if we can, but I'm going to try. Everything else around it, though, I don't know yet. But hopefully we can make it happen and be as authentic as we can.